What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep in?
Paddock.
Oh, here we are back to the farm again. That flat lowland across the stream, along the stream, overflows in the springtime and later on you plow it. What's that kind of land called?
Bottom land.
And a low-lying grassland, a place where you might keep your, oh, you might raise grass or clover or alfalfa.
Well, you call that a pasture, don't you, where you raise
well,
that?
Well, you raise that on that land, but what, read that again.
It's low-lying grassland, a low place running through it. A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, and alfalfa for hay.
Well, that'd be a sort of a sloppy piece of land. And be before you couldn't do nothing else
it's
much
a, it'd with it. It'd be a very, very,
wet land, that's so all. It's dry enough maybe to grow.
What if it's real, real wet? What would you call that?
Well, I don't think it's called our rain, it'd be wet land.
If nothing grows there, you couldn't even walk through it. It was so wet.
It'd be just moggy land.
There wasn't so nothing.
Muddy, moggy, or something. Moggy land.
What different kinds of soil might you have in a field? If it, suppose it was part clay and part sand, what would you call that? If it were real good soil, I think is what they mean. It's real good soil. Say you want some good soil for your garden.
Or you just call it good rich land, wouldn't you?
Well, I tell you, I ain't got none but real land out there, but
you
it's
and me
rich
too.
As it can be.
You raise garden every year?
I'm going to try it this year. I've been planting strawberries and some corn and some cucumbers and carrots and radishes.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully something overall. Sometimes you want to get the water off your land, and so you dig a trench. What do you call that thing?
Ditch.
Right. What about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
What would you call that?
Yeah.
Well, do you mean it's been washed out? You'd call it, for fixing Teddy, just now.
It would just be a ditch, isn't it?
Just be a gully washed through the field. Gully.
What do you call a small stream of water?
Blank.
What other names do you know?
Creek. Call them creek.
Creek.
I guess some of them could be little lakes, couldn't
they? Not in the river, but the creek and the branch is very small. They're not too large.
Have you ever called it a brook?
Brook, yeah. They have called them brooks, yeah.
Yeah, I would have called it a brook, mm-hmm. But now since I've lived in the south, I call it a creek.
Yeah, well, they have been called brooks.
Do you know the names of any creeks or rivers or brooks around here?
Yeah. We got Head Creek right across Baldwin County over yonder, Reeves Creek right down yonder, and we got Whitewater Creek.
Mm-hmm. Flint River?
That's where well, she's talking about creeks.
Well, she
wasn't
said
it?
Rivers and creeks.
Yeah.
And we got the
Chattahoochee River.
I didn't know this nothing about Fairwood.
Morning Creek?
Yeah,
morning
we got
Morning
Creek.